The Fayetteville Police Department received 44 calls for vehicle burglaries in the month of November. Of those, 35 vehicles were unlocked. In an effort to stress the importance of locking doors and windows, the FPD has launched an educational campaign over the coming weeks to help residents prevent becoming victims of theft. Sergeant Craig Stout, Public Information Officer with the FPD, came by the studio to offer these tips.
One of the biggest problems that we have in Fayetteville, crime-wise, is property crime. And sadly, so much of it could be prevented. We have done some studies. One of the quotes that I threw out just recently was like in the month of November, about 80% of our vehicle break-ins that we had during that month were vehicles that were unlocked, just where it's a simple crime of opportunity. And if you take those valuables out, maybe move them out of sight, criminals are somewhat lazy by nature. And if the fact that they won't go break into a car where there might be something inside, if it's locked, they'll just move down and find an easier target.
How does that compare to other places? I mean, is it just because we're in lovely Fayetteville and people feel safe?
I think a lot of it is people have those perceptions, and we are very fortunate. We don't have a lot of violent crime in Fayetteville. I mean, it's one of those you don't have to worry about being mugged going down the streets or, just a random shooting or anything like that. Those are not problems that we've had to deal with. So people have these false senses of security where they just don't want to, they don't think to lock their doors, they don't think to remove their valuables. And what we say is a crime of opportunity. It may be something where this person may have not had the intent to go out and steal something. They may have just been walking along, happened to see something in a vehicle that they find a value that's important to them, and they may try to take that risk of, especially if it's an unlocked vehicle, it's very simple. Or if it's a locked vehicle, if it's in plain sight, they may decide to break that window and take it. And, a lot of those we think can be prevented.
So essentially, we're just tempting the bad guys out there.
We are. We're making it far too easy for them to take off with our stuff. So that's why we're trying to do this. And we're wanting to focus not only on vehicles, but on your homes, things that you can do to, maybe cut down on some of these property crimes.
Well, what is the punishment? Is it a misdemeanor crime to break into a car?
It's actually a felony crime. Okay. It is actually a felony to break into a vehicle. It's called breaking and entering, and it is a felony charge. So they could be looking at prison time for that. And typically we find that, a lot of these, whenever we, make an arrest for that, we can clear up a lot of cases because they're responsible for multiple, but then we have the problem of trying to track down whose property. Sometimes even the criminals themselves will actually cooperate a little bit to try to point out potential victims so we can try to get as much property back as possible. However, if we can, what's the old adage of, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
Right.
But property crime is really our Achilles tendon here in Fayetteville.
Christmas is next week. Mm-hmm. It's the holiday season, and a lot of people call it the season of giving. Mm-hmm. But people might consider that the season for taking also.
It absolutely is. You do typically see like a spike in some of our shopliftings at some of our, retailers. Break-ins to cars and even homes are also susceptible during that time frame. Your vehicles, obviously, your shopping areas, whether you're up at the mall or some of the other retailers, obviously those, as we get closer to Christmas, those get busier and busier. So the opportunities are more, the more people that they have that, someone might be willing to take something. Same is true of our burglaries, for the fact that, this is typically the time of year where a lot of people may be traveling, leaving their homes. You want to make sure that you try to make sure your home is secure as possible. Lock your doors. Obviously, another problem that we have is people who may forget to close their garage doors at night, get items taken out of that. Another good opportunity to just think about it is, a lot of people may have, parked their vehicle outside because if they're like a lot of us, our garage may be a little cluttered. You may not be able to pull the vehicle in there. However, you've pretty much left a key to your house inside of your vehicle with that garage door opener. It doesn't take much to smash a window or even if it's an unlocked door, and now we have access and easy access to the garage and then probably to everything that's inside your house. We recommend, especially with university students who are, finishing up their finals right now, getting ready to go home, try to limit, the information that you put out there about where you're going to be gone, especially when it comes to social media. Everybody's very keen about, you know, posting all of these great things that we're doing on social media.
Or even tagging themselves at the airport.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, as you know, I can always say is, you know, on your, you know, like your Facebook friends list, how many people do you really know on that where you have a lot of acquaintances? Some of those may look at that as an opportunity to, unfortunately, go take something that belongs right. to them because they know that you're going to be out of town because you just posted a picture of yourself on your, you know, ski vacation in Colorado or wherever. So what you've unfortunately done is you've just told, you know, everybody that has access to your profile that you're out of town and you're going to be out of town for a significant amount of time.
What is the best way to, I mean, just making sure all your windows are locked?
It is. I mean, there's some small steps that you can do to kind of what we call burglar-proof your home. And it's nothing, you know, you have to remember that no matter what steps you take, if someone is really dedicated to breaking into your home, they can do that. Some of the little things that you can do is like, and they're fairly inexpensive, is, you know, a deadbolt with a 1-inch locking throw on your front door. And what we mean by a 1-inch locking throw is when you engage the deadbolt, when you throw it all the way out, it locks, which also means making sure that the hole that the deadbolt goes into is deep enough that it will go all the way and lock.
How do you lock a garage door?
They're actually on your garage door. Most of your garage doors, when they drop down, there will be a little button over on the side where you can actually throw a latch to where it won't raise up even if someone can break into the car. And most garage doors are equipped with that type of device on there. A lot of people may not know that, but if it's something you're going to be gone for an extended amount of time, we recommend locking that garage door so someone, you know, say you do have your extra, you know, garage door opener in a car that you're leaving, you can lock that to where it won't, the garage door won't go up.
All right. Well, I don't think I have anything else. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sergeant Stout also recommends not placing boxes or wrappings from high-dollar Christmas presents out on the curb. That, too, is just inviting someone into your home to steal perhaps that new TV. Sergeant Craig Stout is the Public Information Officer with the Fayetteville Police Department. For the latest tips, find the FPD on Facebook. This is Ozarks at Large.